Saraswati Deve Koravani Pratarine Nirvisesa Shunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Bhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Pravidakshara, Asadhara Sadushi, Shriman, His Divine Grace, Shalasi, Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Gaur Premanande, Harival, glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Mom Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthai Vidaya, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamita Namane. Namaste Sarasatunde Gauravani Vijarane nirvishesha shunyavadi paskatya de sitarne. Om agenaturandasya gananjana salakaya shaksurumilitam yena tasmai shi gurve namaha shi chaitanya manovishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shigaro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigarom Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakansvitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takanshana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshri Prishubhana Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shedvaitikadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Srimad Bhagavad Gita Chapter 18 Text The Perfection of Renunciation, text number 11. Ihi deha brita sakyam tyaktum karmanya sheshataha yasu karma palat tyagi satyagi tyapadiyate Hi deha brita sakyam tyaktum karmanya sheshataha yastu karma palatyagi satyagi tyapadiyate Hi deha brita sakyam Karmana Sheshataha Yastu Karma Palatyagi Satyagi Tyapadiyate Hideha Brita Sakyam Tyaktum Karmana Sheshataha Yastu Karma Palatyagi Satyagityapadiyate Hideha-brita sakyam Taktum karmana sheshataha Karmapalatyagi Satyagityapadiyate Mataji Hi deha brita sakyam taktum karma nisheshataha yastu karma palatyagi satyagi tyapadiyate na never he Certainly, deha brita, by the embodied, shakyam, is possible, Tyaktum, to be renounced. Karmani, activities. Asheshataha, altogether. Ya, anyone who. To, but. Karma, of work. Palam, of the result. Tyagi, the renouncer. Sa, he. Tyagi, the renouncer. Iti, thus. Abhidhyate, is said. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up all activities, but he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who is truly renounced. Purport, it is said in Bhagavad Gita that one can never give up work at any time. Therefore, he who works for Krishna and does not enjoy the fruit of results, who offers everything to Krishna, is actually a renouncer. There are many members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness who work very hard in their office or in the factory or some other place, and whatever they earn, they give to the society. Such highly elevated souls are actually sannyasis and are situated in the renounced order of life. It's clearly outlined here how to renounce the fruits of work and for what purpose fruit should be renounced. Nihi deha vrita sakyam tyaktum karma nasheshataha istu karma palatyagi satyagi tyapadiyate. It is indeed impossible for an embodied being to give up the results of, give up all activities, but he who renounces the fruits of action is called one who is truly renounced. Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Vidaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasikatya De Sadharana. Beginning of this chapter, Arjuna had asked a question. Arjuna Vacha Sanyasam Karmanam Krishna. Sanyasas Tu Mahabaho Tattvam Ichami Veditum Tyagas Chicharishikesha Pritakeshi Nushurna. He wanted to know what is the difference between the renounced sort of life, which is called sannyas, and renunciation. In other words, the Bhagavad Gita is actually finished in 17 chapters, and the last verse in the 17th chapter was Arjuna was saying, Ashradaya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam chayat asat ityutate partha na cha tat pratinohi ha. That anything done as sacrifice, charity, or austerity without faith in the Supreme is impermanent both in this life and in the next. Ashradaya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam chayat asat ityuchate partha na cha tat pratino iha. In other words, everything has to be done for Krishna. That's the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita, at least up until then. And then Arjuna is asking for a summary of what he's heard. So now these verses between text number 2 until the next verse, text number 12, is a summary of the Karma Yoga section of the Bhagavad Gita. Karma Yoga meaning that Arjuna had a doubt whether he should stop work, renounce work, and try to use his intelligence to come to the platform of meditation, ultimately to try to become Krishna conscious in that way, or should he engage in work. So throughout many parts of the Bhagavad Gita, especially the first 6 chapters, these questions have been raised, beginning with Jayasi Chet Karmanaste Mata Bhuter Janarana Tat Kim Karmani Goremam Niyo Jayasi Keshava. Arjuna was asking, First of all, you asked me to renounce work. Why do you ask me to engage in this horrible warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruit of activities? In other words, Arjuna was thinking that in the second chapter, Krishna had mentioned that he should, with knowledge, stand up and fight. Or at least with knowledge that he should try to become detached from the results of his work and try to gain knowledge. With words such as Tani Sarmani Samyamya Yukta Sitamatpara Vishayi Yasyandriyani Tasya Pragya Hi Pratishtita. That one who restrains his senses and fixes his consciousness upon me is known as a man of steady intelligence. So Arjuna is thinking that Krishna is saying I should restrain my senses and fix my consciousness upon him. He thought it was something like retirement from active life and going to the forest and trying to control the senses and at the same time fix one's consciousness upon Krishna. But even in the third chapter, Krishna had mentioned something similar to this chapter. Nahi kaschit chenamapi jatu tishtati karma krit karite yavasha karma sava prakriti jarganai. That all living entities are forced to act helplessly according to the modes of material nature, and therefore no one can refrain from doing something, not even for a moment. So it is not a question of stopping activities, that's not possible. Neither in the conditioned state nor in the liberated state is the soul inactive. His activities certainly are different in the liberated state than they are in the conditioned state, but there must be some kind of activity. So therefore Krishna is mentioning here that real renunciation is not to renounce activity. Real renunciation is to renounce the material conception of life. But here, since we're only dealing with the Karma Yoga, a summary of the Karma Yoga section, Krishna is just talking about karma pala tyagi, because that's all Arjuna has asked. What is the difference between sannyas and renunciation? And the next verse, Krishna will say, bhavat yat yagina pretya na tu sannyasinam kvachit. He says, he uses the words tyagi and sannyas is identical. That renunciation and the renouncer of life are identical in the sense that the renouncer of life means to offer everything to Krishna, to understand that Krishna is the proprietor of everything. One who understands that Krishna is the proprietor of everything, that whatever he's doing, he's in the spirit of renunciation. One who knows that Krishna is the proprietor of everything and everything is meant to please Krishna, that all his activities are in the mood of renunciation. Therefore, he's both a tyagi and a sannyasi. For this reason, Prabhupada mentions that there are many persons who work in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and apparently they're engaged in materialistic activities, but because they offer the results of their work to Krishna, therefore they're actually sannyasis. Although they may not be formally in the renouncer of life or have the external appearance of being sannyasis, but because their mood is that of offering everything to Krishna, who is the actual proprietor of everything, therefore in the true sense of the term they're sannyasis. The real sannyas does not mean simply externally changing one's dress. The real sannyas means becoming free from the misconception of identifying oneself as the proprietor of the material world. Prabhupada gives the example that if someone is walking down the street and he sees a $100 bill, because nowadays $100 is not worth very much, so someone may not take the effort to pick it up. Inflation. But if someone sees a $100 bill on the street, generally, a person may pick it up and put it in his pocket and walk away. Another person may see a $100 bill on the street and he may say, well, it has nothing to do with me. therefore he just walks away and renounces it. And a third person may pick it up and try to bring it to the lost and found and try and find out who the owner is. So the first person certainly is not honest, the person who takes the money and puts it into his pocket. And the second person doesn't have the intelligence how to utilize the money, so he just leaves it there. And the third person, he's both intelligent and honest because he picks it up and gives it to the person who actually, the actual proprietor. Similarly, this material world, someone may try to steal the material world and try to enjoy it. They're certainly not very honest. And they'll be captured by the illusory energy and forced to misidentify themselves with this temporary, gross and subtle material bodies. Their intelligence will become bewildered because of their trying to become the lords and enjoyers of this material world. The second person may renounce the material world, but he doesn't actually know what the material world is meant for, so he's not very intelligent. He doesn't know that the material world has a purpose, nor is it so easy just to completely renounce the material world. Klesho dika tataras te sham, avyakta sakta chetasam, avyakta higatira dukam, dehad vabhira avapyate. That, generally speaking, it's such attempts to renunciation full of misery. Klesho dika taras te sham, avyakta sakta chetasam. That those who try to take to this avyakta sakta, this attempts for merging in the impersonal Brahman become unmanifest. It's very troublesome, Krishna says. Do come. To make advance in this discipline is very difficult for those who are embodied. So the soul by nature has a body, has a spiritual body. Now we have a material body. So try to get rid of the bodily concept of life. Grow either material or spiritual is very difficult. And therefore, for all the effort to get free from the materialistic concept of life, to try to get simply renounce everything, including one's bodily identification, one comes to the Brahman platform, but then one has to re-educate oneself to understand that there's spiritual identity, spiritual personality, spiritual activities. And then that becomes troublesome, too, to re-educate themselves. Instead, even with this bodily concept of life, if we understand that there is spiritual identity, spiritual personality, spiritual activities, then to utilize one's material situation and simply engage that in Krishna's service, then that's real renunciation for the soul. And by offering back the activities of this body, mind, and words in Krishna's service, then the soul gradually becomes free from his entanglement and realizes his spiritual relation with Krishna, which is to offer one's spiritual form and activities to Krishna. So what starts out as offering something material, apparently material, winds up in offering one's very self to Krishna. So that is the perfection. And now in the next section after this, the Jnana Yoga section of the summary will be there, and Krishna will explain in detail about there are different kinds of doers, and ultimately the super soul is the ultimate doer of everything. So then there's Jnana Yoga, then the three modes of material nature, and finally, of course, Krishna will conclude that to surrender to Krishna is the perfection of life, and that offering one's results to Krishna, and that understanding Krishna, and then working for Krishna, these are all parts of surrender to Krishna. This 18th chapter will explain in summary what Krishna has explained in the other chapters. And because this last chapter is included within the last six chapters, the Bhagavad Gita, in the first six chapters generally convinces us that we are spiritual souls and that there is a process, different types of yoga, by which we can understand that we're servants of Krishna. And the middle six chapters give us the philosophy is service to Krishna, and then the last six chapters, the philosophy that will fix us, to convince us that there's nothing better than service to Krishna, is there in the last six chapters, of which one chapter is the 18th chapter. So this summary will convince us after reviewing everything, that there's nothing better than simply do some service to Krishna. That's the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. And then we start with Srimad Bhagavatam to show us how, in detail, how to serve Krishna. And then the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the transcendental emotional feelings that arise from perfect service to Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Any questions? Yes. What was that? Yeah. Well, at the very least, you should return this passport and the other documentation. We can tell you after class what to do with $100. Anything else? Yes. Well, when Prabhupada was asked the same advice, he said that actually for a devotee, astrology is not very important because we're interested in the spiritual platform. So whatever happens materially can be utilized in Krishna's service, so we can remain on the spiritual platform. Just like a businessman, when the stock market goes down, then he buys because the stocks are very cheap. And when the stock market goes up, then he sells. So he, because he's expert in any circumstance, he knows how to make a profit. So a devotee, whether he's in happiness or misery, he knows how to advance in Krishna consciousness. But still, astrology can tell us, just like the weatherman, when it's going to rain. So if it's going to rain, generally we take an umbrella. So it's good to know the weather, even if we are not the body. Still, it's good to know what the weather is, so we know if we should take an umbrella or not. Okay, anything else? You look like you're almost ready to ask a question. Yes. Yeah. Brigo, Rita. He usually doesn't do that, though. He usually does. Why should he change it? What's it? Yeah, but I don't know if every time you cut your finger, it means that you're about to cut your hand off. But that... That's some analogy, some example that's used, that we will get reactions, but Krishna is certainly minimizing them as much as we are factually Krishna conscious. But then again, we can see that the Pandavas, they were quite Krishna conscious, but Krishna put them into exile for 14 years. It's not that, you know, they would have been, a mountain would have fell on them if he didn't put them in exile. So sometimes we have to trust that Krishna is doing the best thing for us to help us advance in devotional service. But the general disposition is that in the midst of difficulty, we understand tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapubhira vidadandamaste viveta yo bhuktis pade sadayava. We understand that Krishna, he's arranged this, but we've actually performed sinful activities. And therefore, it's not by just accident. And therefore, the devotee at least looks at it from the point of view is that Krishna is giving him, out of his compassion, some minimized reaction to help him advance in devotional service. Now, most of us don't have the brain power to understand how much, how it all fits together. Whether our arm should really have been chopped off or whatever. But in any case, we accept it that we're not the body and that our real mission of life is somehow or another fix our minds upon Krishna. And we can do that in practically any material circumstance. And if we're well practiced during this lifetime, and at the end of life, we can do that. And therefore, go back and join Krishna. So we're not interested in material happiness, nor are we disturbed in material distress. But we're trying to somehow or another fix our minds upon Krishna. Now, we have to recognize we only have a limited capacity at this time to tolerate distress. And we also have to understand that we have only a limited capacity to even enjoy material happiness. Therefore, to get some reasonable understanding of what the future is. Just like, for instance, astrology, since we're not liberated souls, sometimes we get married, or sometimes we may take sannyas. So someone may be in a period where they feel intensely renounced, they take sannyas, but maybe next year they go into another period where they feel intensely unrenounced. So that one may not be a very good combination. And that happens sometimes. So it's good to know I feel very renounced right now. But next year, if suddenly I become very desirous of material happiness, then maybe I should wait to see what it's like for a few years before I take sannyas. Or if I feel intense desire for marriage, but in 3 months, if I'm going to get into a period of intense renunciation, then it may not be so auspicious. So for the practical dealings in this world, sometimes astrology may be helpful. And for those who are not so strong in Krishna consciousness, it may be an assistant, so we can be best situated for our external life, so that will help us on our spiritual advancement. Yes, for non-devotees especially, because it's probably writes in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that even Krishna and Balaram, they had their horoscopes done. So it's not that Krishna was going to, And then Prabhupada writes in the purport that every gentleman should know his Jyotish, or his astrological chart. That doesn't mean every devotee has to know his that. But every gentleman, it means the common people, astrology will give them some faith in the Vedic culture, which should ultimately lead them to faith in Krishna. The Vedic sciences come from Krishna, and therefore by appreciating the Vedic sciences, indirectly people are appreciating Krishna. And then Prabhupada also writes that now we have a school in Dallas, and that he wanted the students there to be trained in Ayurveda and Jyotish, astrology, so they can go door to door and help common people. And that way, inspire them to appreciate the devotees and ultimately inspire them to appreciate pure devotional service and Krishna consciousness. But not that every devotee who's serving has to run out to the astrologer and find out, daily, minute by minute, what his future is. Because what's the difference? But something may be there. Well, I think Krishna consciousness is more important than astrology for that. Because people are desirous of sense gratification, no one will be compatible with them for a long time. tired of anyone after some time. But that's your mood of exploitation, sense gratification. So I think the main cause is people don't chant Hare Krishna. They don't come to the program. They don't do any service. Therefore, you know, that's the main cause of problems in household life. Because if you don't do that, you won't have any taste for Krishna consciousness. The next thing is just sense gratification. You get tired of that after some time and you find it somewhere else. Yes. It wasn't... No, they have a much better... At least previously, they had a better spiritual standard. It's not that astrology doesn't have its role, but it's not the main factor. The main factor is how much Krishna conscious people are. Before, people were very Krishna conscious in Indian society. The plays, the movies, everything was all centered on Krishna. Their whole culture was, you know, they were trained up from the beginning of their lives in spiritual culture to follow the principle, regular principles. But now, due to the influence of television and movies, materialistic movies, that's why everything's breaking up. Now there is divorce, even in India. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, anyhow, anyone can do it. If Rahu doesn't do it, someone else will do it. Yes. Generally, people don't think very much in Kali Yuga. Everything is feeling. If it feels good, then you do it. And when it doesn't feel good, then you give it up and try and find something that feels good. It's not a very philosophical age or thoughtful age. Not very... Religious principles aren't taken so seriously in this age, if they're at all known. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada.